Hello, hello. Nice to see you. Please have a seat. And Joy will come in a moment. She asked me to tell my story first, so we get it out of the way. And it's about what I'm doing right now with living on light, whatever you want to call it, living on prana. So who of you believe in God? Okay. If we call God the source, the creator of everything, right? I don't have a concept of God like an image. Like, so, you know, you have these beautiful images, how God should look like. I don't know. But what I do have now really is a connection, because me standing here on my 50th day of not eating, not drinking is a miracle, right? Do I look good or not? I'm still alive. Thank you. Thank you. So, and many people don't believe me. They think in the night I'm snacking or something like that. So I put out a challenge in the world. I'm working now with different people to start a TV program where we're going to prove it scientifically that it's possible, okay? That we can be fed by a source that I don't understand. The only thing I know is that if you believe it, it's possible. Do you understand? So if you don't believe it, it's a different reality. So for me, every day my confidence is growing more and more, and that there is a source of energy that feels so good. So I'm going to try just explain a little bit, because this workshop is not about living on light, but this workshop is about the quantum experience. For me, this is my quantum experience, right? For me, the impossible of what quantum can do is my experience. And I want to just share that with you, so based on that, we can start giving you the things that you want. First of all, why do I do this crazy thing? Eating is so delicious, right? Drinking is very delicious. Why would you do something like that? To be very honest, it was not a choice. It was not my choice. I did not wake up one morning and say, okay, let's stop eating, no more drinking, no choice there. It happened as follows. You know, Joy is an incredible channeler, so she connects with mainly with Crystalline and brings messages to our lives. And we have learned over the last 8 years to trust these messages 100%. So if they would say jump, we jump. Go left, we go left. Go right, we go right. There's no more fighting. We tried. Trust me, we tried. But it was very painful each time. So you can call this intuition. It is more like super intuition to have that kind of contact. At the same time, because Joy is always channeling, we also found, I think, two other people who are also channelers to get second opinion. You know, sometimes you go like, Joy says, I want to know also from someone else. Always I'm the one channeling. So we found this person who is an incredible channeler, and once a year we have a session with her. And this session was like 9 months ago. And you don't ask questions. She starts talking first. And she said, she addressed herself to me. She said, Roy, you're not living in your power. You're living in a comfort zone. I was shocked. I thought I was doing well. I was traveling the world. We're doing our jobs and so on. And you have three options. Option number one, you have to go in solitude, in silence, for 1 year. Joy immediately was already in shock. Option number two, you become sick. Option number three, an accident. So if you had these three options, right? Only three options. One year in a monastery somewhere, maybe in Nepal, Tibet, wherever. And chronic disease, so you get time to think. Or an accident, which one would you choose? Who would choose for number one? That's me, I say, okay. So I choose number one, but We had so much stress. Number one means that I have to separate myself from joy, not seeing joy for 1 year, not travel, not do all of that. It was not a great option. So I started to meditate, and then it came with option number four. Option number four was, what if I took 4 weeks and I live on light? Because the intention of this counseling was, Roy, you're not connected enough. You need more connection. That's the intention, right? And I know living on light is, you have to be connected in order to live on life. You cannot do your job and not eat and not drink. Not eating is no problem. Not drinking is a total different thing. So I said, we negotiated with God and say, okay, give us option four. And so that's what I chose to do. And I'm so happy I was forced to do this because everything has changed now. I am so connected, so clear, like never before. Every day I'm still wondering, how is it possible that I'm not thirsty? How is it possible that I'm not hungry? I cannot understand it with my mind. I can only feel it with my body. And a great friend of mine who's been doing this for 22 years is Yas Muheen. She's from Australia, and I met her many, many years ago. And she said there are three options. Option number one, pure. No food, no drink ever. Option number two, you can drink a little bit, whatever you please, some tea or whatever. Option number three is that you can eat once in a while for pleasure. So which option would you choose? Never again anything? A little bit of drink? Or three, right? So what happened is that what I really like is just champagne and Prosecco. Nothing else. You can make me happy, so when I have a meeting, if they ask me something to drink, I say, give me a Prosecco. For some reason, that's all I really crave. Everything else, once in a while, I nibble a little piece from Joy's plate or something, but there's no hunger. But just think about it. A lot of things that we do for pleasure. You drink coffee for pleasure, isn't it true? You maybe take a snack for pleasure. So that's where I am and where I want to go. And three more things I want to say. What really amazes me the most, except my connection, the trust, the peace of mind, is understanding a new kind of love. And we will be working with you on this as well as we progress. I know actually two main types of love. One I called human love. I can say I love Joy, I love my children, I can even say I love you. There'll be a human love. What I'm experiencing is something that's different from that. So I would say I know for the first time what it is to have unconditional love, to look at some person and to love the person no matter what, to feel that we are not separated, to be like one. So if I'm talking to a person, it feels like I'm talking to a part of myself instead of talking to a separate person. Do you understand what I mean? And that's a new kind of love. You know, I like a lot of people, but now I don't dislike no one. Did you see the difference? Even a person who is mean or obnoxious, I can still see me in them. I was that too at some point. So who am I to judge? So the second thing that was important is that I don't feel judgment anymore. Because if I would judge someone, it feels like judging myself. Does this make sense? So I'm learning a lot from being living on light. And the third thing is that I'm still exploring what's possible. I start to exercise again. And as long as I stay connected, I breathe in a certain way, my body doesn't get tired. And I'm wondering, what else can I do? So I already plans with running, maybe see if I can run 10 hours, 20 hours, maybe 5 days. I don't need to drink, I don't need to maybe even sleeping, I'm sleeping less. So now I asked Joy, okay, can I come to bed later? And I said, okay, so because I need less sleep. Because if you don't eat or drink, your body is not needing extra time for digestion. So you can cut down your sleep up to 2 hours a night if you want to, without getting tired. I need to meditate more to keep the connection. And here's what I want to teach you, not in this workshop, but in the future. I see now three types of people on this planet. One, 100% connected, living on light. You don't need food, it's a choice. I tested at home grace and joy, and what is strange, joy is already living partially on light because it connects. Grace is living 20% on light. So that means each one of us is already living on light, but some people maybe 1%, some 2%, some more. So there are three types of people. People who have 100% connected to light, need nothing. A second group is people who do some light, some food. And the third is people, normal people. You understand what I'm saying? So the more you meditate and connect to the source, the less you need. So in the future, what we want to teach is, for example, 50-50. To live on light for 50% and eat for 50%. The advantages of that are incredible, because when you live on light, your whole body is nourished with minerals, vitamins that you will not get out of your food. So I don't get vitamins and minerals out of my food. And if you would do that like me for 50 days, you will be sick if you're not getting some other source. So the second thing is, when you live on light, your body is rebuilding itself from scratch. So in 2 years, I will have a complete new body. But if you live half on light, the same thing. Your body heals faster, your connection is stronger. So in the future, we'll be teaching how you can live on light without having to be fully living on light. I think if more people would do that, we'll have more peace, more love, and less, let's say, burden on the system. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so in our Quantum Voyage here, we will teach you some also breathing techniques that already is absorbing more of the energy, the chi, which will calm you down. And last but not least, what I want to say is, when you're connected and you have an emotion, the only thing you need to do is allow the emotion to be there, and it dissolves itself. It just goes away. You don't have to do anything. It's like giving it to God, giving it to the source. And this is not something that I can do, but something that everyone here can do. So if you feel stressed, close your eyes, and we will teach you breathing, where you just breathe calmly, and then you will notice the stress will disappear from your body completely.